Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Tim Dillon Show. We have an audio-only episode for you. We're going to be doing video episodes on Mondays from now on that are going to be released Mondays, 9 p.m. This one's a little late. You know, this is a big week on our tour here. I'm in New York City doing a show at the Beacon Theater. We're coming from D.C. We've been living on a tour bus, but we have a new studio being built in Los Angeles, California. So we're here with Ray, and Ray has come over to the hotel, and he's brought his equipment.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Yeah. Well, it was a necessary thing to have you.
What, because of the equipment?
Well, that's part of it.
That seems rude. I mean, I feel like people like me.
Well, you insulted my hat.
It's not a great hat.
You insulted you,
Look, I see a hat. Now, you wear hats sometimes now. People see you in the videos wearing hats occasionally with your sunglasses.
I wear them frequently.
They're good hats. This is you have his hat. It's got an old school mesh hat, but it's not even like a trucker hat. It's the kind of hat you buy at a gift shop of a golf course when like you forgot. You get to a golf course and you go, oh, I forgot my hat. I'm afraid of getting like leopard spots on my head. Let me get a hat.
Right.
And then and you're flaunting it to me. I say, oh, what's up with the hat? And you go, what do you mean?
Well, I'm not flaunting it. You came in and immediately started attacking
it. Well, you said, this is a cool hat. I'm like, well, look.
It was a gift.
It's a nice gift.
Someone gave it to me.
It's fine.
It's a gift.
All I said originally was like, oh, yeah, that makes sense. Because it's not the kind of hat I think you would wear.
Are you acting the way you're acting now, like on a pedestal because you're going to teach a class at the University of Austin? Do you know what the University of Austin is?
I've heard of it, yeah.
Barry Weiss's new online school.
Is she running it?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow, okay.
No.
I saw it on Twitter today about it.
It's all like the people that have been canceled from the institutions of higher learning.
Right.
It's like Lex Friedman and
Ted Kaczynski.
The Weinsteins and Barry and some of the people.
Wait, Weinsteins are involved?
Oh, I mean, come on. Of course they are. You're nuts. Yeah, some of the people at the University of Austin like me. Many do not.
Right.
I was not approached about the University of Austin.
But what would you have liked to have taught?
Well, here's the thing. All the people that I hate, hate the University of Austin. But what's great about me is I'm like kind of an ally of no one, really.
Right.
They don't really want me involved in that either.
If they offered you one of those honorary degrees.
Yeah.
Would you show up to accept?
I want a fellowship.
What is a fellowship?
I don't know. That's why I want it. I don't know, but I want more than an honorary degree. I want to be able to teach a class.
Oh, so you want to be an adjunct
professor. I believe we can kind of apply.
To be students or to be professors?
To be students at the University of Austin.
I'm sure we could. Yeah, I don't think they're going to turn our money away.
Wait.
What do you mean?
It didn't even dawn on me that there would be money exchange. Like, I didn't even think about the idea that there would be, like, financial.
I mean, this is, in case anyone doesn't, I mean, all I saw on Twitter was people sharing, like, screen caps going, like, no, we don't have accreditation. We don't actually offer degrees, per se.
Well, here's where I will say, the university system in this country is insane.
Sure.
The amount of money it costs to go to school,
right?
How useless a lot of these degrees are,
sure.
And I've talked, ad nauseum about how corrupt these institutions are in terms of like the teachers raising their own salaries, administrators raising their own salaries,
sure.
Professors, people making a lot of money, they're in league with the government guaranteeing these loans, kids putting themselves in an insane amount of debt. And a lot of these schools, not all of them, but a lot of them, everything is pretty one-sided politically. That's pretty true.
Well, sure. I mean, the way I see it off the top of my head seems to be like saying like, hey, the EPA is not great at making sure your water's not poisoned. So just buy some poison water from us.
I don't think.
Like, it's like, oh, like these degrees are useless. So, like, they're no better than us. It's not an argument to buy your degree.
Yeah, I don't think the University of Austin, I don't think it's for people that want degrees where they can actually work.
Right.
I think it's just people that go, we want to pursue truth.
It's Skankfest for Brett Weinstein.
It's perhaps that. It is. But it's like people that are going, I want to, it's the dedicated, the mission statement seems to be, it's dedicated to the fearless pursuit of truth. That's the mission statement of it.
Higher. Veritas.
So now I think it's all online. Can you get your phone or my phone? We got to look this up because I hate the woke universities, which we're not even supposed to say woke anymore.
Why?
What do you mean why? Well, we're not supposed to say them? Say the word woke?
Because
we're not allowed to say anything anymore. What do you mean why? Because today they just came out with the decree. You know, one of the chicks from The View is like, you can't say woke anymore because it's a dog whistle. Or whatever. Who knows?
Woke's not a dog whistle. It's just like a fire. Why, look.
Everything is a dog whistle to these people. So we, but I'm saying I'm no friend of the blue-haired gender studies.
Well, that's more of a dog whistle.
What?
The blue hair? I think blue hair is more of a dog whistle than woke.
What is blue hair dog whistling?
You know, it's just like that kind of, like, you know, gender fluid.
Yeah, but I'm honest. I hate them.
Sure, but
I'm
saying
they're dumb.
Like, I think woke is the most like sterile way. I don't care. Say both.
That's fine. I'm just saying I am no friend to these people.
Sure.
And I kind of support the University of Austin, but it is seemingly a little absurd.
What happened to America that I got picked between like two groups of hucksters? That's always been America, I guess.
It's always been America. Yeah.
What do you want me to look up here? We got your phone there.
University of Austin.
Okay.
This is why the show doesn't work without a producer. I want to know how to get in. And if we're allowed to get in, and what we can do.
Okay. What starts here changes the world.
Now, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
Should we get into the University of Austin?
Right.
And then start problems immediately?
Oh, yeah.
And, like, start claiming that we are non-binary and we were, like, sexually assaulted?
Oh, you mean, like, as students, we started saying, like, Heather Heyer, like, raped us?
Well, maybe not her, because I don't know how believable that is.
Brett Weinstein?
I don't know.
Well, then who? Barry Weiss?
I don't know. I think that you gotta start poking around with not outright rape accusations.
Sure.
But just little by little.
I was misgendered.
Well, like, little by little, just you play the game a little bit. Just play the game.
I had a microaggression done upon me.
Well, they're not playing that game over there. So it's going to have to be the other side.
What do you mean?
We're going to have to start accusing people of being gay.
Oh.
This is what I mean, like the other side.
Right.
We're going to have to start accusing people at the University of Austin of like trying to invite us to secret trans parties.
Okay.
That they're self-hating trans people and they're having these trans parties and they're inviting us to them so they can sexually assault us.
What if I start slut shaming? Is that like a viable path?
No, you're going the other way. Like University of Austin is going to be okay with all that. Do you understand what I mean? You got to go the other way.
Conservatives are a weird thing because sometimes they like it when people fuck, but then also you call them sluts.
We could start.
You call them pig whores.
Yeah, we could start We could start accusing people of being in a Mossad.
Okay.
You know when it go down that road. Go down that road.
Yeah, you killed Diana.
We could start getting the race shit really crazy. We could go like...
Is there going to be a lot of like racial diversity on the campus?
Well, I mean like we could start pushing into hard right where they're uncomfortable. Like to just shape a skull stuff.
Yeah.
We could start pushing it there.
Right.
To see how far they'll go.
Hey, how big's your lie? Goebbels.
What?
How big is your... You get the big lie? I was trying to do a Goebbels reference.
Okay. Do that on
hard
your own.
Right. It's a hard, usually hard right. I
do
say.
That on the show that gets 3,000 listens, please.
Five to eight.
Okay. Tell us how we can get in here.
Okay. Admissions and aid. Undergraduate admissions. Let's see. Welcome to Longhorn Nation. What is that?
No, this is not it. You're on the real one.
Oh.
Ray, you're on the... Ray, there's a real Texas A&M, like university, or like... Maybe it's not Texas A&M. There's a university in Austin. We're not talking about it.
The University of Texas at Austin.
That, right. We don't mean that. Get on Twitter. Go to Twitter to the University of Austin.
On Twitter. Okay. I'm sorry.
I'm trying to get into Barry Weiss's college. It's the University of Austin. With Lex Fridman and... Andrew Sullivan's on it. There's other people.
So let's go to Barry Weiss first and then...
Yeah. There's a Twitter dedicated to this new college.
Is Barry Weiss off Twitter? What the fuck is going on here?
Did she block you because you're fat?
Maybe. The official Twitter account of Barry. Oh, no, 57,000 followers. That makes sense.
No.
Is this Barry Weiss? What? Look, I don't know what you.
What are you talking about?
There's some guy, and this is you, Barry Weiss.
No, dude.
I'm looking. I'm trying to find.
I mean, are you? What do you not follow? Do you?
I don't follow Barry Weiss. What are you talking about?
Why wouldn't you?
Why? What's to follow?
Why? Because you don't agree with her.
I don't. I follow 400 people. I'm sorry. I should follow more people, I guess.
Okay, I have it right here.
Okay.
I have the University of Austin right here up. Now.
I'm sorry, it's not on my homepage.
Right. But I'm trying to find out. I'm trying to find out what's going on here. Austin Org. At Austin Org. University of Austin. It's being followed by 10,000 people already. Here it is. Ready? We're done waiting for America's universities to fix themselves. So we're starting a new one. A university dedicated to the pursuit of truth. The fearless pursuit of truth. Niall Ferguson, Heather Hine, David Mamet, Joe Lonsdale, Steven Pinker, Lex Fridman, Andrew Sullivan. Other people. Larry Summers. I think a lot of people.
Wasn't Joe Lonsdale like Enron?
No, he does Palantir.
Oh, okay.
What if it was just corporate criminals?
Like Fastow.
Andy Fastow. Ken Lay's son in parentheses. But it's the University of Austin.
I mean,
Dave Portnoy.
Why not? He could be the gym teacher.
It would just be a funny week to announce that he was Dave Portnoy's gym teacher.
Is he too toxic for them now? I feel like he's. I don't know what happened with him, but like I feel like he's in a better position. I trust him more than any of these people.
I probably do as well. Dave Portnoy, you know, insider, you know, you don't remember this kid that used to work. There was a comic, this kid named, I'm not going to say his name.
Okay.
He used to be a comic. He quit comedy. Then he started working for Business Insider. He interviewed me a few months ago for like an hour. And the profile never came out. I totally forgot about it. Then he texted me 3 days before the Portnoy thing came out, or like 2 days. And he said, listen, the reason it never came out of Business Insider is they wanted me to run a hit piece on you.
Right.
That you were some like reactionary comedian.
Look, I'll say this. I don't like the way they marketed that story.
It's
like,
crazy.
It is insane. I've never seen that. Like, I mean, people give shit to the Times. Have you ever seen the Times like promote a particular story and get like paygate it? Like that's the most trashy, unrespectable way to like do anything.
Just
like
throw it behind the paywall to me was unconscionable. Also, when you read the story, there was no crime committed.
Right.
There was no suggestion of any crime committed.
Yeah.
There was no suggestion that he abused his power in the workplace. There was no suggestion that he had an inappropriate relationship with someone that worked for him or that he had promised someone something. It just seemed very weak.
Yeah. No, sure.
It did not seem like it was really that, you know. And I think...
I didn't pay for the article, so I didn't see it.
When it comes... No, but there were screenshots. I didn't pay for it either. Don't imply that I paid for it. You would have more money if you went to the University of Austin.
I agree.
Portnoy took a lot of eyeballs. You're in the sports world more than me. He takes a lot of eyeballs away from people like ESPN and stuff that, you know, probably are not happy about that. He's an enemy of the New York media.
Yeah, I mean, I can't say it's wrong. I mean, it seems like that was logical. I mean, you know, you think it was like fucking Steve Naismith and some of those guys at ESPN?
No, I don't think it's those guys. I think that people don't like disruptors. I think Portnoy's a disruptor. I think I'm a disruptor.
Look, he's a loudmouth. He trashes. He go like he's not afraid. Like when Elon Musk was doing shit with the whole AMC thing. He was going after Robin Hood. He's going after this. I mean, he's not afraid to rattle cages. And so the idea that someone would retaliate in this wouldn't surprise me.
It's the same thing as like what we've done and what I've done with podcasting. It's like I don't set out to, you know, do anything other than make people laugh, but people end up getting angry and then the show's done really well. So a lot of these New York media types hate me too because they're broke and they don't have anybody following them. And I have all these people following what I do. And I think Portnoy's in a similar position.
I mean, look, it definitely seems Business Insider has done nothing to make me think it's credible. That, you know, I there's nothing. Like,
I love that they changed the name from Business Insider to just Insider, where they're like,
when did that happen?
Recently,
the past couple, after the article came out.
No, it was a couple of months ago. But they're basically like, no, we're a tabloid.
Yeah,
like Insider
Edition.
Yeah, we're like, we're a tabloid.
Yeah, I mean, was Business Insider ever a legit mag?
I have no idea.
It always, yeah.
The guy that started it is like a disgraced guy who's banned from trading.
Oh, and really?
Portnoy's going at him on Twitter all day.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look.
Portnoy's a scrappy guy. People want to see him fight. They want to see him in a corner fighting. And
you watched that video of him when Michael Rappaport was suing him, and over that shirt he made, and then the lawyer was giving him shit, and he's just talking shit to the lawyer. You don't give a fuck.
He doesn't care.
He's a Boston guy, you know?
Yeah. He's got money.
Yeah?
He doesn't give a fuck.
Why make the money if you're not, if you can take shit from lawyers?
That's a great point.
You know?
Come on down to the University in Austin. Will this have a physical campus?
There was some screenshot about, like, how we don't really necessarily believe in... Oh, no, they do want physical space. They like the idea of it.
Yeah, well, you need a brick and mortar.
Yeah, I mean, it's going to be like a...
Yeah.
It's like for Little Caesars.
Yeah.
it's going to be like an H&R Block.
Yeah. I mean, you're going to need a brick and mortar.
Sure. For tax purposes.
For sure. No, there should be like a quad where people can hang out.
Yeah, the alley next to the Little Caesars.
Yeah. They're going to have security because Antifa's going to probably visit that campus.
I mean, look, here's the reality. None of the people you mentioned, they all have some money. They don't have endowment money.
They don't have that kind
of
money.
So who's going to bankroll this?
It's a great point.
I mean, PragerU, they seem to be bankrolled by like some kind of, you know, I mean, the mega churches or whoever. I mean, I'm not sure who. And also, are they even a brick and mortar situation? PragerU?
I don't think PragerU is a real U.
Look, but I'm saying it seems like a more legitimate step than whatever this is
going to
be.
Perhaps, but I don't think Dennis Prager's. Do you think anyone's going and said, I went to Prager? Nobody's walking into a job interview going, hey, I went to Prager U.
I'm sure in certain areas of the Bible Belt.
Yeah, the guy who started my school is talking about how he wanted to contract COVID. Remember that? Dennis Prager was like, I wanted to get it. I was hugging people and I finally got it. Now I'm happy to have it.
The Lord blessed me.
Yeah.
COVID.
It's a little crazy, but I'm telling you right now, it's getting, I'm vaccinated. What is your feeling on the booster?
Look, at this point, you know, I don't think they waited for the booster to kill me. In the worst case, I'm saying.
I understand, but like, at a certain point, it's like I have had it. I have the antibodies. I'm a little wary of just continuing to just put COVID in. You know what I mean?
Look, I mean, I don't know if it's an indefinite. I totally get that logic, and I'm not like I don't necessarily agree with the mandates,
right,
or anything like that. Me particularly, I'm not on the cover of Men's Health this month, you know, so I might, you know, go one more booster.
One more.
Just tie me over for the winter.
Yeah. You know? A booster for the winter. I got to think about it. I think I have the antibodies from actually having it. Look, I don't want the booster. I don't want to keep putting this in my body.
I don't know if there's any real downside to that.
Well, I don't know either.
I know there isn't either.
Nobody's going to know. Yeah, the problem is no one's going to know.
Yeah, maybe.
There's a downside to the young people getting myocarditis, whose hearts are getting inflamed.
A lot of people get myocarditis.
What are you talking about? That's such a Pfizer response. Hey, it's just a guy in an office. Hey, a lot of people get myocarditis. Shut the door. But there people are losing their minds. I mean, you know, I'm backstage getting ready to go out and do a show in DC. Everybody had to show their vax cards, get in. And then these people are coming up to me going, you got to have your mask on if you're not in the green room. And it's like, something's going on here.
Right.
So people are going to get boosters and still keep their masks on. So explain to me what's going on. When is it just going to be mask forever? And boosters forever, because I'm not doing that.
Right.
And I think most Americans that are rational people don't want to do that.
I think they got 6 months left of where I could even like pretend like
6 months?
I'm saying of like, look, I'm not saying of 6 months of me wearing a mask all the time. I'm saying.
I thought you were like, they got six boosters left. If you can't cure me with five more boosters, including this one, listen to me, six boosters left. That's it.
I'm saying this. In 6 months, we're going to be where we're going to be. It's like, we're not going to fix this.
But why aren't we there now?
There was a lot of resistance. Look, these are all narratives working out, right? So the level
of the cases are not high.
I don't look at case numbers.
But
I don't know.
The problem.
Are they not high? I don't know.
They're not high. They're like kind of high in Colorado, weirdly.
Okay.
And then they keep saying like Europe's experiencing more cases than you look at. It's like 200.
But here's my thinking. And I'm not saying that anyone should, you know, I'm not being skeptical, but it's like, you know, it's going to get worse in the winter. It always does. So like the next spring, it's going to thaw out. It's going to get better. And then that's kind of where we're going to be, in my opinion.
But that's what we thought last spring. No, and it was the Delta variant. You know what I mean?
I'm not saying what's going to change. I'm not predicting what's going to happen. I'm saying from my perspective.
I understand, but we're two cycles of that line of thinking not working out.
Well, the first cycle was very contentious. And then the second cycle.
Is it getting less contentious?
No, but look, here's the thing. Here's the way I look at it is, regardless of whether you agree with the vaccine or not, there was a legitimate reason for them to go.
We need a vaccine. Sure.
We need a vaccine. Hey, we're going to try to push this out. We're going to try even like the desperation mandate. All right, give it a shot. See, maybe people will just take it. Fine. You made your play, right? Now, it didn't work out. It's like a movie that failed. It's like, you know, it's like when John Carter came out back in Disney and it bombed. They didn't keep releasing the trailer for John Carter.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, it worth a shot.
Just keep putting the trailer. Maybe it'll excite them again.
Right.
Now, what was John Carter? Why did that bomb so bad?
It was based on a story called John Carter from Mars. It was about a man who went to Mars or came from Mars. And
what
was like,
year was this? Like
2010, I think.
Yeah.
It was a real big bomb for them. It was before they bought the Avengers, I think.
So it was, there's part of me, though, that I'm getting a little sick of it. And I don't think I've got 6 months left in me.
No, I'm saying for me. Like I've always been a little more like, look, I don't think it's going to poison me. There is a virus. Like, I don't think, I'm not, so I'm just like, but I'm saying in 6 months, here's what I'm saying, in 6 months, I'll start going out like, this has got to stop. But where like, I'm not quite there yet. I'm like, look, because like, here's the thing. A lot of people are yelling at each other. And like, if you give them the benefit of the doubt, the CDC makes them fucked up, you know, calls. But like, they tried.
I just think they're dumb. Yeah, but that's not I think they're doubling down on something they know doesn't work. I don't think this works.
I don't think they know it doesn't work. I think it's like, look.
But it hasn't worked.
It fades away after a while.
But it doesn't work when you get it. It doesn't work.
You got it, but they keep saying the breakaway case or breakthrough cases or
but you
or like rarer than like
you know that's wrong. Like you, they're
I,
not
I know
rare.
Some people got it, but everyone
that got it has been vaccinated. Like a lot of people,
a lot of them, there are plenty of them.
They've switched the narrative now from breakthrough cases are rare to they're not rare.
I don't think they did that.
Yes, they did.
Really?
Yes.
I don't know. What do you want me to do? You want me to get a pitchfork now? I'm telling you, in 6 months I get a pitchfork. Why do I need to get a pitchfork now? I mean, I'm trying to be the reasonable guy.
But it's not reasonable. You're sounding like a crazy person, and I'm kind
maybe
of sounding,
you're right. I'm like, I'm not.
You're kind of now sounding like a lunatic.
I'm saying to you, look, we'll fight the government in 6 months.
You want 6 months to just get in shape?
Yeah.
You're like, I need a boot camp in 6 months. I can't do it.
I got. So I've been doing on the Switch. I've been doing the dance game.
What is that?
They have like a game where you hold the Joy-Con and you just dance around to like follow the motions.
Oh my God.
Trying to get some action.
What is that?
It's just.
Are you sitting?
No, I'm standing. I'm moving around. You can tell how you're moving. It's called Just Dance.
On the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, so I'm spinning around my apartment.
That's dangerous as well.
Sure, but yeah, I'm able to get a little in shape a little bit.
Yeah, and so you're just spinning around dancing. Do you choose the music?
They have popular songs. I was dancing to something. It was like The Weeknd.
Well,
or
this is what you do instead of the booster. You don't need the booster. You need this game. And you just dance around your apartment. You shed the pounds.
They have the weird little hoop like with a fitness switch thing. But yeah. I was afraid the hoop wouldn't, you know, go around my stomach. He's just like put it like a hula hoop or something. But
always been an interesting fatalist. Like you're an interesting fatalist. Like I have all these weird, like I'm a hypochondriac. I'll get MRIs I don't need. Like right. I'm a weirdo like that. You do have an interesting element of, and I respect it. And I want to be more like it. The fatalist.
Like what will be, huh? Kind of. Yeah. I mean, I just feel like things are simpler a lot of the time. Like, yeah, look, they make a big fuss for Kennedy when they want to kill him. Right. And like a 9/11.
No. I don't mean conspiracy theories. I mean, right. like with no. health, you're not, right. you're not a guy that's like panicked about.
I mean, I should be.
Well, sure. No. Well, I agree. That's kind of the question. It's like.
Well, but the interesting thing with you is like you're panicked about all the wrong things too. You admit that. Like you're panicked yes. about like, you know, a rash when you should be right. you know, getting in shape. Like,
yes, I agree.
So it's like, yeah, I don't worry about if I'm going to get cancer, I'm going to get cancer.
Right.
That's how I view life.
Yeah.
I mean, we're going to go to a doctor and like have them check me out.
Probably.
Look, people get cancer all the time. My mom had cancer. She survived. But like five doctors told her she didn't have it. That's and she was persistent.
It's a good point.
You know, like, I mean,
What kind of cancer did she have?
Like ovarian. Okay. You know, my point is like, I'm not that.
I love just the idea of that because I've heard that story from many other people.
Yeah.
Where literally it's the most demoralizing thing.
Yeah.
And you know, it's these fucks don't want to pay. They just want them to drop dead.
Right.
And like, literally, like people like your mother, people that I've met, literally have to go in and go, no, I'm telling you, yeah. I have cancer.
I'm bleeding. Bleeding.
I'm telling you, it's cancer. I Googled it myself. It's cancer.
I did years ago. I had a scare or whatever because I thought my balls were lumpy, so I went to a urologist. First thing I went to my GP, and then he told me first go to get a sonogram done. So some woman just rubbed jelly on me and started scanning my balls. I go to the urologist. He just grabbed my balls and like I got a sonogram done. They didn't send me shit. He just gripped my balls and he said it was just swollen glands. But for all I know, I've had testicular cancer for 15 years and this is growing.
Right.
I mean, I tried. I went and I was told I was an idiot. He looked at me like I was a fucking moron.
That's a good point.
Yeah.
But do you know why? Because none of these doctors were educated at the University of Austin.
That's a fair point.
Things are going to change.
They're blinded by the woke.
Things are... the Long Island fucking...
That should be the fucking... Their theme song. Blinded by the woke.
Just Lex Friedman and Barry Weiss banging cymbals together. Blind Jordan Peterson. Blind man by the woo.
Is he on board or is he an outcast now?
I don't think he is on board.
He's the look. It's a weird thing. Is
he's like the only one that like he's like the star of the bunch.
He went the furthest down the crazy rabbit hole.
Yeah.
But also is still somehow by far the most respectable.
Yeah, for sure.
It's like so crazy. Like, I mean, he went to a Moscow prison, whatever it was, and like and whatever. It's all well documented, but still, like when Brett Weinstein's fucking, you know, shilling his like, you know, anti-vax nut, whatever he's doing, it's just like, yeah. I mean, I'll listen to Jordan any day.
Jordan seems to be the most intellectually sound, of that crew. I guess Harris is a neuroscientist, but.
He was always, you know,
but there is a problem in academia, right? So how do you deal with it? Because everybody in academia has lost their minds.
Look, here's the thing. Everyone's talking about, like, student loan forgiveness.
Yeah.
Which, like, I'm not going to go into debate. I do take, like, the people on Twitter who go, like, oh, I paid off my student loans. What the fuck? Like, yeah, I'm just screwed. You also, you got screwed, so everyone else gets screwed. That's the worst response. Like, if anything like this, you have to, like, you can't just, like, wipe out 70 grand of someone's debt and the guy who paid it off gets fucked. Like, society can't work that way.
Especially if the people whose debt you're wiping off are actually wealthy people, whereas that guy's a blue-collar guy that either paid his own debt back or didn't go to college and got a job as a carpenter or something.
That too, totally. Yeah. That being said... So maybe you do that. Well, I don't know. We figured that out. But what really needs to happen is to stop student loans at all.
Right.
Because it's just like health insurance. That's what causes this spigot of like price going up. Because like it's like even now everyone's aware. I mean, I guess less kids are probably going to college. Or who knows though? Because and like either way, it's like, well, I guess I'll just when you're 19 or 18, you'll just defer. You go, look, I mean, I excuse me, I'll be one of the lucky ones.
Well, you go, by the time I get out of here, I'm going to have a great job. Right. I'll be paying these back.
Yeah. Everyone's telling you it's not the case, but you're like, well, these people are morons. I mean, if you don't go to Harvard or MIT, it's like pointless.
Right.
You'll get a job. You'll need a college degree to work at Burger King for some reason. But like, these crazy jobs require college educations. But the only ones who actually make real money now are like top level Ivy League stuff. So you just wipe out these student loans.
You got to get rid of the system that allows these universities to bilk these kids out of money.
Right.
Which is the Sallie Mae shit.
It's an endless spigot that like there's no incentive to like keep it competitive. If they had to worry about what people could actually afford, they would have to keep it in line. And why do these campuses need? I didn't go the way of school. I would have liked to. It seems nice, but that being said, like how about you just go to a state school, local, like community colleges? Like, why do we need to go away?
Well,
to have this experience. It's a false experience.
And Coulter.
Yeah.
Who some people say occasionally is racist, made a point that college is just an IQ test. So instead of your employer giving you an IQ test, they're saying, where did you go to college? This was Ann Coulter's point the other day, and she was talking on Andrew Sullivan's thing. And what she was basically saying is you endure the 4 years of college because they've outlawed the ability of an employer to give you an IQ test. I don't know if that's true or not.
I mean, it's pretty reductive, and no, it's not. I mean, there might be some truth to it, but like...
Here's my overall point. My overall point is this. Like, ignore the specifics, per se, of that example.
Sure.
I do believe that there should be a way for an employer to decide if they want to employ you that doesn't involve you waving a piece of paper that says you went somewhere for 4 years. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's an IQ test. I don't know what it is. But there should be some measure of your ability because that's what college is. College is job security for people. And you should be able to say, hey, yeah. I'm competent, smart. I'll work hard. I'm this, I'm that.
I think most people who go to college, depends on what you study. Like engineering, yeah, you need to go, right? And science type stuff, sure. But a lot of stuff where like you could do it like programmers, or like post-production like video stuff and film stuff. A lot of people like me who've done college are worse at it. They're actually like the people who have editing degrees.
What about the University of Austin College of Crypto? Like it's one of the colleges with the University of Austin.
That's one that's like being a doctor. So yeah, you should go to college for that.
That's the College of Crypto. Yeah. It's like NFT University. Why don't you think? Because I fully believe that if I went to college, I would have had a completely different life. If I went away to college, it's one of the biggest regrets I have.
Well, listen, let's be real. Yes. We know how your 20s went. Why do you discount the idea that you would have just like partied your way out of the first year of college?
I don't think that I would have been as influenced and as, I don't think I would have started doing coke with a bunch of mortgage guys if I was going to a liberal arts school.
Yeah, but you started doing coke when you were 13.
Yeah, but I would do it on and off. But like a lot of the heavy periods of time, you're doing it with other people that are doing it. And I'm not saying that it's impossible that would have happened, but like, had I been influenced by a bunch of people that were just like, we smoke weed, we do this, we do that, this is what we do, we drink. I think a college experience, I would have come out of the closet sooner. Oh, I wouldn't be a comedian. I wouldn't be funny.
Right.
Because I wouldn't have had to be.
Yeah.
I would have probably learned how to live earlier if I learned how to live. Are you discounting all of this? Are you saying that if you had gone away to college, you don't think you would be a different man?
I might have
on a different path.
I might have gotten better women earlier on. I don't know.
Well, you've gotten some lovely women.
I have. Look, I'm doing fine, so I'm not complaining.
The woman that you went to the, we're not going to rehash the story, but when you went to the Flanders Duck in Long Island, and he brought that woman Arby's, and she kept calling her roommate Carl.
Right.
And the girl, she was a girl.
Yeah.
She kept calling her female roommate Carl.
It was a running joke they had. I think they were off-duty prostitutes.
Right. I think they were on-duty prostitutes.
They asked you for money. They asked you for Arby's.
Yes. Well, the point is this. You don't think that you would have had I don't know if it's better, but it would have been different.
Well, the point I was making was I look back and go, I probably would have fucking lazied my way out of the first year of college, just like it basically did. I mean, I went to like local like community college for years and like barely went to class.
What do you mean? You went for years.
I went for like to Suffolk for like a bunch of years.
I did too. I'd go in and out of NASA.
Right.
And you didn't like it.
I enjoy parts. I remember you look, my legal knowledge, a lot of it comes from I have a paralegal.
The question so many people have for you is that you're so intelligent.
Right.
But you never liked schooling. It's very interesting to find someone as smart as you that never liked schooling.
Here's what it is. I'm smart. I'm smart. I know how smart I'm not. I'm smart enough to be bored by the beginning of a class and not smart enough to not need to pay attention to like throughout the class. Right. Like, oh, like this is boring. And I tune out.
Right.
And then like, and there are some people who like, yeah, when the test comes, like, yeah, I'm a math genius. I'm not that guy. I'm like, oh, I should have paid attention like 2/3 of the way through.
But it's even bigger than that because you never fell in
love.
It's
a pattern I have.
Well, you just never fell in love with the institutions of learning. Like you.
I was very skeptical of professors. I called bullshit.
It's so weird because you've made me out to be this right-wing lunatic, but like...
No, I haven't.
Yes, you have. When you say that you were skeptical of professors, why?
Because they're teaching at a community college.
Yeah, it's an archetype. Well, I agree with you. It's the archetype of person that would become a professor.
Right.
You know, and you know, at a community college.
My dad professors. Used to say, like, those who can do and those who can't teach. It's a hack thing, but, you know, it's like...
It's not a hack. It's true.
Well, it's true, but it's just...
I had a public... Like, I mean, we had one class called... I forget what it was called. It was like a communications class. It was like a speech class.
Right.
And the professor's name was, like, Professor Guglielmo. And she was just like... She was just some Italian... And she would come in with, like, you know those boots, those Long Island boots that, like, they go up to your knees and you can scrunch them down?
Yeah.
They're weird. They look like witch hats, those boots.
Right, yeah.
And she would walk in every day and she'd be like, her whole thing would she'd be like, and if you plagiarize, I will know. Like, she would just spend, like, 10 minutes threatening the class about what would happen. She would just tell stories. She'd be like, and this girl, she plagiarized the whole thing. And she thought I would know? Well, I knew. And this was the caliber of person you would get teaching at community college.
I remember I had a high school teacher who was an English teacher, very, very fat guy.
Yeah.
And he used to rest his little hands on his big fat stomach.
Yeah.
And he was telling us once, he's also like a community college teacher. And he was telling, for no reason, I don't even know why he brought it up, but like this girl tried to, failed the final and she offered me sexual favors and I had to tell her no. It's like, what is going on?
Why are you telling us
yeah.
that? He wants other people.
Oh yeah. He's planting the seed.
He's putting it out there. Yeah. Yeah. No, I was never excited by it. I think part of it was my sexuality. I felt like if I went to college, I would be forced to confront who I was instead of being able to just kind of like make a lot of money in the private world and lie my way
right.
through life, which was the plan up until I turned 25.
But this
and I
is
sobered
who you
up.
Are.
What?
Like what you realize, this is, I can't imagine, like, I don't think.
But I could have been a lot of different things.
I don't, that's not true.
I believe so. You don't Look, think so?
You could become different things, but this is the most raw version of you.
Perhaps.
This is me. I could be less fat, but I'm basically who I'm supposed to be.
That's true.
You know, it's like, I'm not like, yeah, you could have like all the other versions would have been like false avatars or whatever. Like you in a business environment or you in an academic environment.
Perhaps. I just like to play around with the ideas of, you know, life going another way.
Yeah. Look, I mean, the past is the past. And
is it? Is the
I don't
past
believe in
the
time
past?
Travel.
Is it, or is everything available at the University of Austin? By the way, is all of this because Rogan just moved to Austin? Why is it the University of Austin?
Why is
what is this craziness?
By the way,
let's address that for a minute. What in God's name is this? I know Lonsdale lives there, and Friedman might, and Rogan. Like,
right.
What is this? Why are we constantly jerking off Austin?
Well, Musk is also there, and they're trying to get on that
right.
train.
Okay, yes. That's kind of what it does seem like.
Right. Musk's got a lot of money. People
are trying to. That's a good point. They're seeing how somehow this relates to what he's doing.
Kids who look, I'm assuming that Tesla hires people sometimes at MIT.
Right.
RIT is also a good school. Things like that.
Wait till Musk hires no one from the University of Austin.
Well, my point is this. Yeah. So, but there's going to be a class of people who don't do that well in school, high school. And they go to the parents, look, Musk is there. You send me to the University of Austin.
Yeah.
I spent a couple of years networking, meeting these guys at bars, doing coke in a gas station with them. I get a connection. And you know, there's a lot of ways to skin this calf, Dad.
Right. Yeah. I just play around with the idea that if I had gone to college, I would have had maybe a little bit of a different life. You never do that. You never look back and go, what could have been?
Look, I think about it. I don't.
What?
I'm not a regret-driven person. No, I should. Like, you could argue I'm the biggest candidate of, you know, why regret.
Well, but, I don't believe you're the biggest candidate of regret. Okay, that's this crazy thing to say. But let's for a minute speculate. Think about an alternative life.
Yeah.
What? Describe it. Visualize it.
You know, I applied to SUNY Purchase for the film program.
Okay.
I didn't realize it was more competitive than NYU. I didn't get into the film program.
That seems insane, but
it was less people. There was less spots, you know?
But let's walk it out.
The point is, they did offer, like, you can go to the regular school. We'll accept you into the school. Because I had to go to, like, an extra interview for the conservatory.
And you said no.
And I want to do film.
You said, hey, fuck you.
So I went to Hofstra for a year for film. Which bad. Bad move.
Yeah. So your whole thing is, why don't you stay home? But staying home's horrible usually.
It wasn't great. I had to have a job.
It's
and,
not
like,
a good
drive
idea.
Around. No, it wasn't great. I think about that.
Here's why. Let me break it down for you. In Long Island, this is why you can't live at home. Your parents want you to fail.
Right.
This is the reality. Your parents in Long Island are deeply invested in creating an environment that makes it more likely that you will fail.
Right.
Truly.
I wasn't allowed to go on my dad's car insurance because that's why I didn't have assigned risk.
Yes.
It's like $500 a month. No, it's crazy.
They want you to die and fail. Yeah. Listen, if I asked to take like a car to the library to print something out for school, my aunt would be like, you're going to get in that car and you're going to kill someone. They're going to sue. They're going to take the house. They're going to like, there's just this idea that leaving your home is essential because then your parents who've spent their entire lives just trying to destroy you knowingly or unknowingly can't affect you as much.
Right.
That's the way I look at it.
I agree. Look, I mean, I think my parents were less, had it in for me less than yours, but like.
I don't think they helped you.
They meant well.
Sure.
And.
I don't think they hurt you. I don't think they were, like, I've heard no evidence that they were hurting you, but I don't.
Overprotective in a lot of ways. But,
yes. I
was kept in a bubble to a certain extent. I believe in Santa until way late of an age.
I'm just saying, from what I know about your history, it could have went better.
Sure.
It could have went better. No, that's all.
Look, maybe I was shooting, you know, a little. If I went away to school, I wouldn't have had to have a car and sit in traffic on the way to Hempstead every day.
That's right.
I probably wouldn't have, like, I mean, the first year of school at Hofstra, I spent a lot of time just going to the video library. They had this weird little room with, like, four 13-inch TVs with the combo VCR. And I would watch anime.
Most of my first year of school smoking weed on the top level of the Nassau Community College. The Roosevelt Field Mall, the top level of their parking structure. With a kid named Kenny and another kid named Buns.
Yeah.
And then we would get the Ranch One chicken and cheese.
Right.
Amazing.
Amazing. Instead of going to class at Suffolk, I would go to Costco and eat the food court.
Yes.
I mean,
you eat the whole food court.
I would chicken bacon, a slice of pizza.
This is what I mean about those who are our comfort zones.
Yeah.
That was your comfort. Costco was your comfort zone.
Sure.
That's where you were home.
Right.
You felt like you were home. When you ate that chicken bake, when you walked into Costco without a family, without anyone to feed, without any type of list of groceries to get, and you sat down in the middle of the day and ate a chicken bake, you were home.
Don't forget, like, you have to, like, show your ID. No, I had a membership.
Really. Yeah.
Oh, actually, I didn't even. But I would just beeline into the exit when people are watching you, and they go, "I'm just going to the food court." And they were just like, I would just like rush past them.
Yeah.
So I was.
What is the Costco chicken bake?
It's like a paste, like a hot pocket with chicken, like a chicken pot pie in a hot pocket kind of situation.
What I mean about this is not the college experience. Right. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
Me getting high on the at the top level of a mall parking structure, and you eating a chicken bake at Costco.
Right.
We're not growing in anything socially, intellectually, spiritually.
I mean, I was listening to audiobooks at the time, probably.
I had such regret. I had a best friend once named Joe Clark. We're not that friendly anymore. We talked when I was living in Palm Springs.
Sure.
We chatted briefly. And I wasn't like, his brother died tragically in a car accident. I wasn't really there for him, but like, I came out of the closet. He kind of wasn't there for me. Like, we were just not, you just grow apart, right?
That's what we have here behind this door. It's Joe Clark.
But what my point was that he went from Nassau Community College to Cornell, which was a good
big step.
It's a big step.
Yeah.
And I went into the mortgage industry and I had such pangs of regret and I felt so insecure that he was at Cornell and I was a fucking loser that he was able to. Now, let's be honest. I think I've evened it out quite a bit and then some.
Yeah.
But and then some. Let's be honest.
A little bit.
He's just a lawyer. Right. You know what I mean?
Fuck Joe Clark.
Fuck him. He's just a lawyer. And I know the vast majority of the staff at the University of Austin.
Right.
That being said, I still love Joe. I'd like to be close with him more. But because he's an interesting little guy. But the point is that didn't you ever feel inferior because you didn't go to school?
No, I always had a overinflated, perhaps, sense of like, I would listen. I would be like cutting class at the Costco, but listening to The Wealth of Nations, an audiobook. So it's like, you know.
But this is why you're fascinating. let's almost delve into this.
Yeah.
Because this is truly fascinating.
Right.
It's amazing. It's almost like if there was a character that summed up the decline of the American Empire, okay? You're in a Costco that you shouldn't be in.
Right.
You're not feeding a family.
Yeah.
You're listening to the Wealth of Nations audiobook, which probably pertains to something you're learning, and you're interested in things. You're interested in the why this all works the way it does.
Right.
Why does this 10-gallon jar of mayonnaise, how does this work? Yeah. What's the markup?
Division of labor.
All of that. Yeah. Now, you yet don't apply that knowledge. It's so interesting to me. That's the fascinating thing about you.
I always had grandiose.
But you're brilliantly funny.
Thank you. And I here's a part of the problem. I always had grandiose, like people, when I was making movies, I have a few failed feature-length films. And people go, why'd you make a short movie? It's like, I can't sell a short film. Now, to be fair, YouTube wasn't really around back then. So, like, now it seems common sense. Yeah, make it a little short.
When were you making them?
Right around the Iraq War.
But it was around.
No, YouTube came out like 05, 06.
Okay.
Which is kind of when I was kind of starting to wrap that up.
Gotcha, yeah.
It just missed the YouTube train. I mean, it was like something called Adam Films. You could have done stuff. But I felt, to be critical of myself, I felt like I was too good to make short films. Or like it just didn't appeal to me. So I'm trying to wrangle people I'm not paying with no money and like maxing out on a couple of credit cards to make like an hour and a half movie, which is insanely, even if everything goes well, then is it even going to be good? But the logistics of even getting it done. Like, so that's the kind of thing I did a lot. I had these grandiose ideas instead of just putting the work in. And like, you know, and learning over time. Like, you know, I'm reading The Wealth of Nations instead of like, you know, going to economics class. I'm fucking, you know, it's like, I did get my shit together at one point and doing paralegal stuff and stuff.
If you had graduated.
I got into Stony Brook. I went there for a semester.
Interesting.
And then I just stopped going to class to become
a
photographer.
If you went to SUNY Purchase.
Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I agree.
What is the version of you that you think would have been a filmmaker?
If things just went a little, what do you mean?
Like I think of myself and I say, I could say the version of me that's successful in business is not a happy version of me.
Sure.
But it's a version of me that I can approximate. Like I could draw lines around it and go, that's what it would kind of look and feel like. What is a version of you that went the film route?
I tried to.
Right.
I mean, you mean went to film school? I just did, I went to Hofstra. Here's part of the problem with me. I'm really bad at, little things.
Yes.
Like, showing up on time to meet with your advisor to get classes before they close out. I didn't do it in my freshman year, and then, before freshman year, and then, in my freshman year.
Well, it's funny. Yeah.
So, by the time I met my advisor, and I got around to it, they keep telling me, keep going. And I'm like, fire, it'll be fine. And I can finally meet with him.
You're a big idea guy.
Well, yeah, I finally meet with him, and he's like, well, you didn't do any film classes your first year.
Right.
You probably won't do it your second year, maybe your third year. And I'm like, well, fuck this.
Right. When I went to the Nassau Community College advisor, and he would sit down, and I'd like this class. He goes, that's full.
Yeah.
He goes, you have to go to this class. You have to go to that class.
Why was it full? Because he didn't show up on time.
I didn't show up on time
because
I was out there doing drugs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Same idea. So it's like, I never learned self-discipline in a cohesive way.
Do you think people like us, had we learned self-discipline, it would have hindered the type of things that we do? Like if I had learned self-discipline and was able to discipline myself, would I have done, would I have been what I am?
No.
Right.
Your entire existence right now.
Correct.
And, which is a great existence.
Yeah. It's fine. It's not that great.
Well,
I have material things.
Yes.
Right.
I'd love some material things.
You'll get some.
Yeah.
But then you'll realize they don't matter.
I know. I want to realize that.
Yeah. So
the point is, but whatever you have is like, it's based on your kind of whirling dervish kind of like, you're always floating around. You're mercurial. You change on the dime. It's what makes you funny. It's part of the package. But if you were sitting around no, we got you're spontaneous. You can be erratic. These are the things that make. Like I sit there and I look at compare me to you, and I'm not like a big pussy or anything, but I'll fucking because they're going like, oh, you're freaking me. If I do this, I'm gonna get canceled. I don't actually think that in my head, but there is that less. I like to think of myself as a crazy man, and as someone who start yelling at someone, I do start yelling at people at stores. I try to get into fights sometimes, but I'm not as free.
Yeah, I
as
agree.
You, for instance, right?
I'm more free, and I don't yell at people at stores usually. I don't think I've yelled at a few people at stores, but there's not much.
Clerks. I mean other customers.
Right. No one's accused. But see, even then, when you're making that distinction, you're afraid of getting canceled by some Marxist who's like, you're yelling at the proletariat or whatever. And you're like, no, I'm actually yelling at other.
I started screaming at an old woman once because she was giving shit to the guy at the post office.
Yeah.
And I just started saying, I started screaming, shut the fuck. And she's like, yeah. And she's on her side. I'm like, no, you fucking bitch. Stop talking. And I started screaming, losing my mind.
Yeah. What is this? A scene out of the Grapes of Wrath? Who's this for? At one time, I saw this cop beating a guy, I got in between them.
I don't think I sound great yelling like you should get cancer with an old woman.
No, what I'm saying is
she's elderly.
I just like to play around with the idea of perhaps it could have went differently. That's all.
Sure. Things could have gone differently.
Yeah.
But I got Lucy. I'm my girlfriend.
No, that's great.
I'm happy.
I
get the cunt podcast.
I think you should move to Austin.
I'm making moves to do that. I can't do it overnight.
I've said nothing but positive things.
Sure. Look, I've never... You were like the ambassador of Austin.
I love it.
Yeah.
I like the two restaurants and the university. The university.
Do they have a Pizza Hut?
Yes, they have all of that. Here's the thing. You would kind of fit in.
Sure.
Because.
There's a lot of homeless there.
That's a big part of it. Yeah. But more than just aesthetically.
Right.
You could get into the life that even it would be harder for me to get into of hunting. And woodworking.
Oh, I would like to. They actually have that there?
Oh, you can do it.
Okay. I thought they didn't really do that there.
No. If you live out where I'm telling you to live, 20 minutes out, 25 minutes out, I'm telling you the hunting and the crafts.
Fishing?
Maybe.
Yeah.
I don't get involved. But the point is
We should fish sometime.
No. Maybe. Go to Florida.
Yeah.
Gonna do that in Texas. I don't like lakes.
Sure.
What are we doing? But my point is there is a life that you might like.
Yeah, no, I like the outdoors. I like the idea of it. I'm an Eagle Scout.
That's true.
Yeah. I have a fishing merit badge or a woodworking merit badge. I'm stacked with merit badges. So it's like,
I just don't think this, I don't think we should dismiss this University of Austin, because maybe there's a world where we go back to college and become the things we were meant to be.
Where Barry Weiss accepts us into her bosom and embraces us.
Can you picture a moment?
Yeah.
Where me and you are getting diplomas and Barry Weiss is softly crying, looking at us because she's so proud.
Right. What are we majoring in?
Who cares? Do you think they're going to ask that? Do you think that's what this is about? We're majoring in the fearless pursuit of truth. Have you not paid attention?
It's like a YouTube seminar.
Whatever. I get good at David Dobrik's teaching how to fucking not rape.
You're in a philosophy class and saying, make sure you cut clips and add subtitles and put them on Twitter.
Right. Listen. It's a philosophy subtitling class. You know, we could do when will Whitney Cummings be found in a bathtub? Like a fun, like, you know what I mean? Like fun.
Yes, yes.
Alex Warren from TikTok is asking if Netflix will renew the Hype House show for a second season by December 20th. Well, it hasn't even premiered, right? But that's a, you know, people can ask anything, you know? Mm-hmm. Radar Online is asking whether Tori Spelling and Dean McDermott will announce a divorce by November 30th. Mm. You can play any game you want. Someone's private life, it's a game. The future of someone's family, it's a game. Everything's fair game on the Versus app game. It's fun. It's fun. They're not going to know about it.
Mm-mm.
It's fine. Will someone's cancer come back? It's on the Versus game. It's fun. It's a fun game. You know? Will the American system of government collapse within 36 months? You can win money with that. You might win money. You might win a few bucks with the Versus game. And we're going to do some games. What about you? Maybe people will start asking, will Ben leave the show? Will Ben quit?
Well, yeah, the immediate one is like, will Ben kill Tim? Will Ben's wife kill Tim? Well,
neither one of you are going to probably kill me, but, you know, it'll be interesting to see what YouTube have cooked up. So, I mean, just download the Versus game. It's very important, you know? There's 7 million people doing this. It's backed by luminaries such as Mark Pincus, Kevin Hart, Will.i.am, Jeffrey Katzenberg, Mark Burnett, Josh Richards from Sway House. Dude, they write Josh Richards from Hype House. He's from Sway House. People are idiots. The Winklevoss twins and Peter Thiel. Look at that.
Wow.
What a crew.
We know the Winklevosses.
Yes. They were so lovely in that episode. Mm-hmm. They gave one-word answers for an hour. And then me and Jake Paul had to talk about Ethereum, which was a lot of fun, actually. And Peter Thiel, who started Palantir, and, you know, they're on the up and up. So, you know, Versus game. It's a good game. Mm-hmm. The horrors of the world, you can bet on them now. Instead of trying to fix them or believe that your elected representatives may one day change the laws to make them less likely to happen, you can bet on things happening, you know? When will we be required to have another COVID booster so we could go outside? How soon will the secret prison start? At what point will the camp rollout happen? And who will go in first? These are all fun games to play on the Versus app right until the phone is smacked out of your hand by the military loading you onto a truck. Anyway, Versus game, go download it.
I wanted to do the guy's GoFundMe too that reached out.
Yes, the guy who had the aneurysm.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, so can we talk about that?
Yeah,
do
yeah.
you have it?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got it right here. So this guy reached out. And he wanted to pay for an ad, but
no,
of
we're not letting we're him
not
pay.
Letting him pay.
He, you know, he's lucky. His brother's lucky. He had symptoms of an aneurysm. He was able to get it drained. That's very rare.
Yeah, it was his cousin.
It's very rare that you have symptoms of something like that before it becomes a, you know, kind of a fatal event, a brain aneurysm. And so the guy's 28 years old.
Yeah, so he said, you know, we don't have any copy. This guy's name is Joshua. Nothing specific to mention other than we need all the help we can get. The final billing will likely be hundreds of thousands after...
Dude, this fucking... I'm telling you right now, I mean, the healthcare system is so fucking satanic in this country that as much as I hate these lefty fucking weirdos that make you wear the masks, it's like, I just believe that it's such an evil to have a healthcare system that just completely... destroys your life because you had a blood vessel pop in your brain.
Right.
I mean, it's just, it's like disgusting. But that's where we're going to help this guy out. Tell.
So I'll put a link in the description, obviously. But this
and now
is-
this is, what's this guy's name? Kyle Rittenhouse?
This guy's name is Nick.
Nick.
Mm. And we're trying to help with the assistance here. We're trying to raise about $60,000 here.
It would be good if you guys could donate to this. This guy's a good dude. He had symptoms of a brain aneurysm. They said he had a massive one. Mm. And they were able to, he went in for surgery, right?
Mm.
Can you read it, Ben?
Yep. So we are raising money for Nick's medical bills and cost of living while he's not able to work. On the morning of October 27th, he suffered severe symptoms as a sudden increase in body temperature, vomiting, severe headaches. He's only halfway through his battle. A recovery period estimated to last 2 weeks in the hospital, at times painful, especially in the beginning. He has health insurance, but will still be responsible for a hefty percentage of his treatment and stay at the hospital. In addition, the cost of living and support his family is not something that can be put on pause. So he has kids, he has a family, it's a whole thing. So
how do we help this guy? I'm going to donate money, and I want everybody.
GoFundMe. It's a public GoFundMe.
Okay, so what is the GoFundMe? Because I want everybody that's listening to this show, if you can, donate some money to this guy. Like, let's really show this guy that we can help him out.
I will pin the comment in the on the YouTube channel, okay. And if you're listening on Apple or Spotify, it'll be in the description at the top above the description, so you can't miss it.
Yeah.
And they want you to roast him, it says here, which I don't know how you exactly roast
this is
the guy.
We're not doing that. This is, you know, it's like we're trying to help. You know what I mean? It's like, I understand what people want. You know, it's never enough, is it? You know?
Well, they
it's
say
like,
here, laughter is the best medicine.
Yeah, is it? Well, then won't give the money. How about that? No, I'm not going to roast on command here. We're trying to help. Jesus Christ, roast him.
Well, I don't know what the funny angle is here about a guy having a brain in here.
You know, I'm sure there is one, but I'm not finding it. I'm trying to help. I love that. Why don't you roast him? Hey, pig, why don't you dance? Hey, we're going to raise a little bit of money now, okay? How about that? Let's tug at some heartstrings. Why don't you let me sell, okay? My brain works. I'll sell. Anyway, I want to help this guy. We're going to help. We're going to raise money for him, okay? I don't know anything. How am I going to roast him? I don't know anything about him. What am I going to say? Oh, this guy's vessels don't work. Ooh. Roast comedy's dumb. It's for dummies. Okay? Smarten up, please. I've had enough. You try to help people, all you do is get bitten. Everybody just smacks you in the face. It's never enough, you know?
He sent me 3 emails where he says it would mean the world to him to be tossed in the flames by Tim for a moment. And so he.
By the way, I wonder if this guy's just a dick and wants me to just, like, roast this guy who had a brain aneurysm. Is this guy like a dick, or is he trying to help the guy?
No, he sent the receipts on Facebook and stuff to prove he's real and stuff. It's good.
No, I believe he's real. I don't see what there's anything to roast here. I don't know what to do. Brain aneurysm, more like ugh, like what do we do here? You know,
this is him. I mean, here's a picture of him. If you wanna, you got any quick roasts on him?
Let me see. I mean, the guy looks young.
It's about as
dude.
Far as
the
laptop can go right there.
Dude, he looks like a kid. Yeah,
he's in his 20s.
God, he looks like a young guy, man. Mm. Oh, he's got a kid. Now, I'm not in the mood for the roasting, folks. I'm not in the mood. Got my own problems. Roast you? Guy's like in a hospital bed. Roast him. No. Help him. Give him fucking money. The guy's name is Kyle Rittenhouse. He was experiencing flu-like symptoms and a rise in body temperature, so he bought a gun with a stimulus check and headed to Kenosha, Wisconsin. Now he's in all kinds of trouble. GoFundMe, Kyle Rittenhouse. But they raised a lot of money for the Rittenhouse defense, right?
Yes, I believe it was, wasn't it Owen Schroyer that was raising money for
the
Rittenhouse?
The guy from InfoWars?
Was
it perhaps.
Him? Or I people mean, were maybe raising money for
perhaps.
Him?
Perhaps.
I forget.
There's several Owens it could have been. Hey, folks, January 21st, Huntington, New York. I'll be at the Paramount Theater coming back to Long Island, 7 p.m. On January 23rd, I'll be in Red Bank, New Jersey at the Count Basie Theater, 7 p.m. How great is this? Art is presale Wednesday, November 10th, 2021 at 10 a.m. Password, fake biz. This is the best way to get the cheapest tickets. Presale Wednesday, 11-10-2021, 10 a.m. Password, fake biz. Not case sensitive. And the on sale is Friday, November 12th, 2021 at 10 a.m. Thank you. Here, but my point is this. I've never walked across a stage.
Right.
And got a diploma.
I got kicked out of high school. My Catholic high school.
Because you said you're going to blow up a woman's uterus.
Yeah, it was said in jest, of course, but you know, it was right after Columbine.
I did it. I went to my graduation in high school, but I'm not. That doesn't count.
Oh, I didn't go to my high school graduation.
I know you were thrown out.
But I went to public school after that, and all the kids were like people liked me because I knew how to build mystery. And like, who is this guy coming in here in the middle of senior year? What happened? And I teased it. And
what'd you say?
I was very coy about it. I was very much like, you know, I didn't say, I wasn't like.
I may have threatened a woman.
No.
Like, what is it?
I didn't leave with
like,
that.
I may have threatened
a woman. I don't remember what I said. I do remember some of the cooler people kind of like, they took me to lunch one day at the pizza shop. They drove me to the pizza shop and they blasted rap music and then we had a nice dinner. But I don't think I made a great impression at the pizza lunch, because like that didn't keep going on. I think someone like was cold and sick that day, so I got his spot. But the point, but I wasn't just sitting there alone. I mean, I did sit alone in the cafeteria, but on purpose. And but they were all saying, "Why don't you come to graduation?" Like, I barely went to the school, but I could have gone, but I didn't. And I do wonder. I've never held a diploma in my hand.
Should we remake the movie LIE where we play every part?
Yes.
You know?
Yeah, I mean,
like, where either me or you is playing every part of the movie LIE. With Brian Cox.
Could we get Brian Cox to play his part, but then Paul we play Dano. The other ones?
Probably not. Probably
not. Paul Dano, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he's good.
He was the kid.
That wasn't Paul Dano.
Yes, it was.
Really?
Look it up.
He was the main kid?
He was the main kid.
Oh, wow.
Look it up, Ray. Mr. Film Buff.
I mean, I saw that movie once. It was disturbing.
What was disturbing about it?
It just had a very, I mean, there's child fucking going on, right?
Yeah, but it wasn't even child. Like, I agree that the premise is completely disturbing about, like, this pedophile driving around. But, like, to me, I don't know this accident statistics, like, in the beginning. I feel like it killed everybody. The little guy. It was an eerie, bleak movie.
On the Long Expressway. There's lanes going west. There's lanes going east.
Yeah.
And there's lanes going straight to hell.
The character of the father was amazing, going to jail. Great.
Yeah.
Everything was disturbing about it.
I agree. It was just a vibe to that movie. It was a very, it almost felt like they were promoting pedophilia. I mean,
did it feel like that?
No. I mean, I'm not saying it's a pedophile movie. I'm just saying it didn't feel like, it felt.
It almost, like, this is what it did feel like. It felt like saying, parents in Long Island are so bad, you might as well just choose a pedophile. Yeah. That's literally what it was saying. That's someone who spent like 5 minutes in Long Island and went, you know what? The best thing to happen to these kids would be a pedophile.
Right. That is Paul Dano, by the way.
I know.
I didn't realize.
But I'm just imagining a spring, years from now, when there's no more COVID.
Right.
Okay?
In 6 months.
And Heather Hying is handing you a diploma.
Yeah.
And Christina Hoff Sommers and Andrew Sullivan or Katie Herzog or Lex Friedman or David Mamet, whatever.
David Mamet?
Yeah, he's involved too.
Is he?
He's involved. Lawrence Summers is involved.
Wait, Glengarry guy's involved?
They're all involved. It's going to be big.
When did Mamet get into this? This guy's got a career. What's he doing?
No, because you always underestimate how far the other side's gone. You don't understand how crazy the other side is.
The woke?
Yes.
Yeah, but he's a legitimate filmmaker.
Yeah, but that doesn't exist anymore. They're not letting anyone make legitimate films.
I guess he hasn't done a movie in a while. I didn't love Heist.
My point is that you carry water for the left.
I didn't. I just didn't realize.
I don't mean the real left. I mean like these liberal, power-seeking lunatics.
Yeah, I didn't. I just thought he still had a career is my point.
What I'm saying is that the University of Austin is not without its problems. Okay? But in terms of this is your new home.
Look, I am fully committed to accepting a adjunct professor role. Perhaps, you know.
What if I split off?
Yeah.
If I join the University of Austin.
Yeah.
And I open up something called the University of San Antonio. And I take like hardcore alt-right people.
Like Nathan Damagoo?
Like Owen Benjamin. Like yeah. Hardcore. Hardcore. Richard Spencer. Like the hardest of the hard.
Yeah. That's a move.
It was a schism in the University of Austin. We went our own way.
You called the University of Austin at San Antonio.
Yes. Tell people where they can support what you do.
We have the Comp Podcast. It's really it's really hitting its stride this year. It's phenomenal. Me and Lucy Steiner, we're just killing it every week. You should definitely tune in for that. It's on YouTube and wherever you get podcasts. Comp. We also have a Patreon. I think Ben will put the link in the description.
He always does.
But you can get an extra episode every week for that and support the Comp Podcast. So just check those out. At Ray Comp on Twitter and Instagram. Check them all out, please.
Also, we're at the Beacon Theater.
Yes.
And we sold out.
Yeah.
But
we're very excited to be part of this.
Very fun. We're going to do a podcast at the end of the stand-up.
It's going to be phenomenal.
I'm excited. We don't know.
I mean, it always is.
But it'll be good.
We make magic happen.
It'll be exciting. What if we don't stop talking? Like, what if we do 3 or 4 hours? Like, should we just do it until people walk out?
I mean,
you want to talk about something that would kind of be amazing?
Would they start? I mean, there's a problem. We're living in a FOMO culture. So how many of these people would just stay because they're afraid of missing something great?
It's a good point.
And we just don't give it to them ever.
Yeah.
We just keep it. There's nothing great coming. And we start describing rashes we've had.
What if we get to the point where we do 30 minutes, but where the tech's not working?
The text?
Like the tech.
Oh, right.
So the podcast isn't working.
Oh, so you just don't hear it? You hear in the distance, you hear us?
You just hear anything.
Yeah.
You don't hear anything.
It's like, yeah. So it was an abortion that I couldn't pay for.
Yeah, like I think there's something funny to the idea of just Ben like running around losing his mind. And of course we just play, you know, we know that we can get the tech working if we want, but we don't.
Can we get a fake gun, but they don't know it's fake?
No.
that's a problem, right?
It would be amazing if we both killed ourselves at the end of the show. It would be amazing. It would be amazing.
I mean,
what if we both killed ourselves and left all of our money to the University of Austin?
It's an endowment.
It's an endowment.
Yeah. I mean,
what if I just put a gun in my mouth,
right?
Okay, and I was like, I'm leaving all my money, and you can barely hear me. It's an endowment for the University of Austin.
Barry Weiss will know how to spend this.
Yeah. Barry Weiss will know how to spend all this money. Goodbye. And then I just blew my brains out.
You'd be remembered. Sure. I mean, you would edge out Budge Wire, I think.
Sure.
You'd be the new Budge Wire.
Will we have... We're not going to have a
guest.
We're
not going to be on live TV, though.
No one will care.
Yeah.
You can't get anyone to care about anything in this country anymore. You blow your own brains out at the Beacon Theater. You can't even get anything.
Yeah.
And we're not going to have a guest.
What kind of guest do you think?
Like, I don't know.
Oh, you mean for the podcast?
Yeah, it'd be hilarious to just have a guest.
Can we get... like Muffy Potter Aston or
a New York socialite? They're not going to come on, probably.
Can we get a criminal?
Can we
get Robert Blagojevich?
Here's what might be funny. Could we get Curtis Sliwa?
I think we probably could.
There's something funny about Curtis Sliwa.
He would be amazing.
Did he get any votes?
He was a Republican candidate, so maybe not. I love that article on the day of the election when he showed up with his cat.
Yeah.
And then he was just screaming, like, there was a problem. He's like, arrest me. Arrest me. I want him to be mayor.
Yeah, and then the other guy, Eric Adams, who, like, clearly doesn't live in the city, was, like, driving on the sidewalk.
Yeah.
It's absurd. I wonder who we could
get. We could get Curtis Lewa.
I think we could get Curtis Lewa.
Oh, yeah. That's totally doable.
Yeah, he just walks on stage with his cat.
Can you ask him, like, do they have a, but like, can he come dressed as a guardian angel, though?
I think he dresses like that all the time.
Yeah. Did you see that commercial he had with, like, the homeless guy?
No.
Where he's, like, the homeless guy's sobbing, and he's going, like, oh, because he's outside some, like, mental institution.
Yeah.
Going, like, they're not keeping track of these other people. They're letting them out. We got putting people back in here. And this, like, homeless guy shows up with no shirt and then, like, a bandana on his head. And he starts going, like, yeah, man. And he's like, I got, like, whatever, like, and screaming. And he goes, it's not, he starts crying. And Curtis Lewa was like, kind of puts his hand on his shoulder and goes, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Like, you know, we should be taking care of you. But the absurd thing is, like, they make this into a commercial that I see on Jeopardy.
Stern told me about this. He said it was amazing.
It's the most insane thing I've ever seen in my life. And he's and like, Curtis Lewa cares about the homeless. Like, you put him in the campaign ad.
I mean, I'm amazed. I'm amazed at a guy who spent a good amount of his career inventing fake crimes. Yeah. By the way,
Wait, did he do that?
Oh, Curtis Lewa invented fake crimes.
What do you mean?
He rescued people from pretend crimes.
Really?
Yes. He would set up fake crimes and then say that the Guardian Angels rescued someone. It was a complete fraud.
Oh, wow.
No, you could look it up.
He got caught, like, doing
that?
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
He's admitted it. He's like, I was younger.
Oh, shit.
Oh, yeah. No.
What was his end game with that?
He wanted to be like fucking the Gotham City. Like, he wanted to be Batman. I don't know. The guy wanted to be like some, like, the Avenger running around New York City, like... He was psychotic.
Wow. You think he'll talk about that?
I don't think he's going to come on.
I think he would.
I don't think he will.
He just lost a mayor. What else he got going on? He's not moving into,
These people are so crazy. Okay? Like, you know what's the guy's name on Succession that he's going to be president? The son? They're like, oh, no. What's his name? Cam? Kent? Not Kent.
Conrad.
Connor.
Yeah.
So Connor from Succession, the nothing child, who's like, thinks he's going to be president. People like Caitlyn Jenner and people like Curtis Lewa, they're that crazy. They're nuts.
No, yeah, they are. But Curtis Lewa is nowhere near Caitlyn Jenner level. He's got nothing going on.
That's true. Caitlyn has a lot more of a chance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm saying, like, she wouldn't do our show.
Imagine, by the way, but imagine hearing that, like, an advisor sitting down with Curtis Lewa going, you were nowhere near Caitlyn Jenner. Like, we can't even get you.
Regardless of the Kardashian thing, Olympic hero.
No, but I mean, in terms of electability, Caitlyn's much higher.
Oh, yeah.
Much higher.
And
that's got to be amazing to hear.
Right.
Like, Caitlyn is much higher than you.
Yeah.
You have no chance.
Right.
Yeah. Who are we going with? Caitlyn Jenner all day.
Right.
Over you. You fucking loser. Yeah, I mean, Curtis Lewa. Do you think you'd ever run?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, I think so too.
I think I'll run. I wonder if it's delusions of grandeur, but I would definitely I can see myself as being an autocrat.
Well, it definitely is delusions of grandeur. But that's a funny thing. Like, if me and you moved to, like, a little shitty city, like Portland or something, maybe not Portland, it's too left wing, but like somewhere, we could kind
of win. I'd be the mayor of Cleveland.
We probably could.
Yeah.
That's the shitty thing. You probably could. Yeah. That's how low rent America is right now. They're like, no one wants to be the mayor of Cleveland.
Right.
It's the worst job. There's a few restaurants you're okay. Like
I'd probably get to meet LeBron James once or twice.
Yeah, maybe. There's nothing cool about being the mayor of Cleveland.
No, not much.
That's what's kind of
a lot of problems in Cleveland.
Huge. Nobody wants that gig.
Yeah.
So that's how you know America's on its way out.
Yeah.
Is that being a mayor of one of our major cities now, the perks do not outweigh the problems.
No.
At all. You'd much rather work at any other company.
That being said, you gotta work it.
That's why
there's definitely businesses in Cleveland that want you to look the other way.
Not a lot.
Really?
Not a lot. And let me tell you this. This is why all the people doing these jobs now are criminally insane.
Yeah.
Like, when you look at, like, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they're like, there's nothing cool about being a congressman anymore.
Right.
No one gives you can't get anything done. Who gives a fuck?
The grift is dead.
The grift is over, so the people that are doing it are lunatics.
Right.
People are like, why are these lunatics? I'm like, there's nothing left.
Right.
The carcass has been skinned.
I think I can make my own version of the squad.
Yeah. I think you could too.
I have a.
What if you and four really fat white guys were like out progressived the squad,
the guts?
Like if you like four fat, like three fat Midwestern guys became the new squad, and you were to the left of like Ilhan Omar.
But our catchphrase is,
yeah,
we've got guts.
Yeah, like we've got guts. You go, no military, no police. Federal amendment banning the military, banning police. And be like, I'm sick of these bitches. And you point to Ilhan Omar and AOC. I'm sick of these bitches with their half measures. We got guts.
Stop stealing our surplus value.
It's just you and three other guys, and it's just like two tons of fun. The squad. What would they call you guys? The squawk?
The squish.
The squish. The squad is being pressured by the squish. The squish is four Midwestern gentlemen, all about 450 pounds, who are incredibly progressive. They've endorsed things like banning the military and all police. While the squad thinks that a lot of what the squish wants to do is unrealistic, the squish says that the squad is just playing old dirty politics. You could be the spokesman for the squish.
Yeah. Delicious of grandeur.
The squish. You say thin people are an attack on fat people. The existence of thin people is an attack on fat people.
I'm all about inclusiveness.
Inclusivity.
Inclusivity.
Yeah. The squish. Like, you see, like, AOC being like, I think we've had a lot of productive dialogue with the squish. I think the squish.
The squish will not compromise with the squad. Let me be clear about that. We will not be Cowtown. We will not be waylaid.
Yeah. She's like, I understand where the squish comes from, but I think politically, the squish has not accomplished anything.
Listen to me. The squad is politically irrelevant. They're out of touch. And they're under the boot of the squish.
Squish. Just four fat lard ass. This is communism now.
We're constantly have to like replace each other.
Yeah.
With like new fat people who keep dying of heart attacks.
Yes. People keep dropping dead.
Yeah. People because we're all like crooked cokeheads who are fat. So it's it's like Rob four times. Like,
yeah. Communism now. You just start screaming.
I was beat red, screaming, sweating into a microphone. Yeah.
The morbidly obese anarchist known as the squish. You like you're trying to direct Antifa, like get them into traffic. Like
Thomas Jefferson made Hitler look like a lapdog.
The squish have endorsed removing all monuments from all federal buildings immediately.
Let's burn this flag.
There's a campaign of you outside of a Jimmy John's burning a flag.
Let it burn, you fascist pigs.
I mean, it's a route.
Yeah.
It's a route.
Look, honestly, if I told you 30 years ago that some Congress squad explained that to you, you'd laugh me out of the room.
Absolutely.
No, the squish is going to happen.
The squish could happen. And, you know, like the New York Post will run headlines, squash the squish. I just think it could happen. Go to the University of Austin. Yeah. Sign up.
Start your life.
Start your life. It's going to be good. Good night.